Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm your host Corey Fleck along with Chad Marquitz. We are going to be focusing a lot on the precious metals as well as at the tail end of this show. The final two segments of this hour, we're going to be focusing a bit more on some companies and not just company interviews, analysts that we bring on the show, companies that they see opportunities in the resource sector. And let's face it, look, a lot of resource companies have sold off this year. Unfortunately, they continue to sell off this week, but when the sector turns, you do need to have a good idea of what stocks you like, and who knows, even be taking positions during this tax loss selling season, because as much as we wanted that to be pushed forward, unfortunately, the continued drift lower in prices does still open up more of that selling opportunity in some of these stocks. But first things first, we're going to focus on precious metals and some other commodities as we are chatting with Jeff Christian, managing partner at the CPM Group. Jeff, let's start off with gold, because gold, it was looking encouraging for gold throughout the first about 3 weeks of November, and then that whole bullish narrative, again, in the short-term sense, turned on its head as we had gold slice through a bunch of support levels and below that 1800 level. We are recording this about halfway through the day on Friday, and gold is bouncing back a little bit, sitting right around that 1780 level. Either way, gold's back below 1800. What's your takeaway, Jeff, from this continued pressure that, again, seems to be fairly consistent for gold throughout this year?
Well, it's really been throughout this year. You know, gold, I guess, really peaked in June or July, and it came down hard. Fought its way back up in early November, and now, you know, we're $100+ below that. You know, our take is that, you know, you're in this trading range of maybe 1750 to 1800 right now. We saw 1811 earlier in the week. We're concerned that gold and silver are vulnerable to another leg down. And, you know, what do I mean by another leg down? I wouldn't be surprised to see gold, you know, break below. It got below 1770 on Thursday. It's back above it as we're talking right now. But I would not be surprised to see another leg down that could take gold down as low as 1750. Now, you know, you're seeing a lot of investors who are expressing a lot of confidence, at least they're voting with their dollars, confidence in the economy and in the stock market. But you're also seeing a lot of other investors, you know, over the last several days, there were net additions into the ETFs. So you have any number of investors who are saying, okay, 1770, 1780, these are good price levels at which to add to my gold positions. But right now there's an overwhelming bearishness, and so I would not be surprised to see the prices spike down during December, and then, you know, sort of recover in January, February.
Well, Jeff, that's what I was going to ask you, kind of on a seasonality basis. I know it changes from year to year, but there's generally that sell down into the end of the year, and then that what we call the Q1 run, where January, February, there's a little bounce in the precious metals, but it's been really range bound for so long, almost a year now. What do you think would be the catalyst that could actually get more generalist investors interested in the precious metals, and what would get gold enough juice to break out of the range that it's been in on a positive move higher?
It's really hard to say. You know, I mean, you've already got very low nominal interest rates. You've got very low real interest rate, negative real interest rates. Inflation has picked up. You know, all of the things that should be stimulating investment demand for gold is not necessarily stimulating investment demand for gold. I do think that what you'll see over the course of 22 is very nasty politics in the United States. and very nasty international affairs, China versus the U.S., China versus Canada, China versus Europe, Russia versus Europe and the United States. I think that, you know, we've been telling our clients for a couple months now that we think that political factors, both domestic and international, may well be much more important in 2022 than economic and financial market trends. You know, the other thing to watch out for is financial market stability. You know, while interest rates are low and the stock market's high and the economy is recovering in a relatively fair way, that doesn't necessarily change things with the deficit spending and the debt levels, both on a sovereign level and on a corporate and private individual level. And you could see some financial market instability. There's nothing on the horizon that we're looking at, but we just, you know, historically, that's one of the things that shakes the tree and causes investors to start saying, I should be owning more gold and silver. So we're kind of watching for that, but what we're really focusing on are the political factors, both domestic, and not just domestic in the U.S., domestic in the U.S. and China and parts of Europe, and international politics. I think that that's the area that we're watching right now to sort of see what's going to change that's going to cause investors to say, okay, that's that. Now, I will say one other thing. I mean, people, I don't know how many people tell me, yeah, why is gold so low? Gold is basically at record levels. I mean, it got up to a record high on an intraday basis in August of 2020, and it's come down significantly from that. But if you look at a long-term gold price chart, prices at 1770, 1780 are close to those historic highs, and on an annual average basis, it's been very high. So I don't quite understand the negative attitudes toward gold or silver for that matter in the market. You know, I think there might be some overly enthusiastic expectations as to what gold and silver should be doing.
I think that's a good way of outlining it, because really, if you look at the gold price, entered the year around 1900, spiked right at the beginning of the year, and then dropped very quickly after that. But still, 1900 to where we are now, 1780, it's down about 7% this year, which you would sure feel like it's down 20%, which is what the stocks are down. GDX is down 20%. But yeah, 7% pullback. Look, the problem is gold's been beaten by practically every other market and sector out there this year. I know that there's been other sectors that have underperformed gold, but gold's been a laggard in that sense because people are making money elsewhere. How much does that play into the psychology and the reason why gold is so unloved right now?
That's exactly it, and it's a very complex relationship. You know, people talk about the relationship between stocks and gold, stock prices and gold prices. And the relationship is actually very low. I mean, you know, over time it's negative 4%, you know, but even if you just look at it since the Great Recession, you know, it's negative 7% against the S&P and negative 8% against the Dow Jones. Changes in the gold price, you know, and that's because it's a very complex relationship. There are times when stock prices are high, and that actually correlates with high gold prices. And that's because people are long stocks. Stocks are doing very well, and the investors are nervous. So they start moving some of their assets into gold. The opposite's happening right now. Stocks are very high, and the nervousness that we saw, you know, and we did see nervousness in May and June, which was, you know, contributed to that rise in the gold price during that period of time. Investors are saying, okay, stocks are doing well, and I'm worried because they're doing so well, and it doesn't make sense given the economic environment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now they're sort of saying, okay, stocks are high, and I'm not that nervous about it. If that nervousness returns, then you could see investors start moving back into gold, and the gold price would rise again. Why would that nervousness return? It's probably going to be some sort of political development out of Washington.
All right, Jeff, we're going to follow up on that comment, but we are out of time for this segment. But everyone stick around. We're going to be right back with Jeff Christian.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And we are continuing to chat with Jeff Christian, managing partner at the CPM Group. Now, Jeff, we talked a lot about gold in the last segment. Let's quickly start touching on silver for this segment. Also getting into some of the PGM metals. But silver is trending lower and closing in on the lower part of this range that it's been trading in for well over a year now.
What do you think the setup is for silver, and how concerned do we need to be for another break lower, maybe into the teens?
Yeah, silver's been even weaker than gold. And my view, again, is it's also set itself up for the possibility of another big spike down. And I think, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see silver spike down to $21. I think it's about 22 right now, I think. So it's
we're pretty much there, Jeff. We're in the low 22s already. That's not much of a move down.
But I was saying this, I was saying this 2 weeks ago when the price was $25. So I do think that, silver is showing much greater weakness, and you're seeing the weakness in investment demand. You're seeing very high inventories. And you also have, maybe it's a direct result of the silver squeeze nonsense in the first quarter. There are a lot of people who are disenchanted with silver. And again, I'd say, okay, it's $25, or it's $22, but, compare that to where the price was a year ago. Compare the silver price to the annual average silver price. And, on an annual average price, the silver price is up 27% year to date, right? And people are sitting there saying, oh, it's so weak, it's so low. And you say, what do you mean it's so weak, it's so low? It's up 27% on an annual average, and the price is much higher than it was a year ago. And they say, yeah, but it's not $100. I mean, I've been told that the squeeze was going to drive it to $100 or $300 or $700, and it's not there. It's like these irrational expectations that were based on nothing but a sugar high are causing a lot of investors to be disenchanted with silver when they really should be happy. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, the average price of silver last year was $20. It's the average year to date through November is $25.50. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good return. Yeah, maybe it doesn't match the Dow Jones, but compared to silver shares or gold shares, it's doing pretty well. It's an irrational expectation that's causing disenchantment for now.
Yeah, I think the problem is, too, Jeff, silver is ending this year, unless we get a big spike at the end of the year, close to some of the lowest levels of the year, right? The lowest level silver hit this year was 21.41 right before October. We're closing in on that level. I think people are depressed simply because, they're seeing that downturn and they're seeing how weakly silver is closing this year, right? It's not a positive outlook for at least the near term turning the corner here.
Yeah, on a short term basis. Yeah. I mean, a lot of our work is for producers and institutional investors who take a long term view. Shorter term investors get very short tempered with us because we talk about, the average price is very up, very high. That's what matters to a producer. That's what matters to a fabricator that's using silver in some sort of manufactured product. And that's what matters really to long-term investors. And it's not these spikes higher and lower. But again, I do think that a large part of the disenchantment with silver, which is reflected in the lower price, has been people who, they drank the Kool-Aid in the first quarter and they thought that the price would be $100 by now. And, it's not,
All right, Jeff, before I get you out of here, there's one thing you alluded to a number of times when we've talked about all these precious metals is that you see politics as being a potential key driver next year, not just in the U.S. globally, but U.S. is always a main consideration. What are some of the changes? What could come out of the political sphere that you think does change investor sentiment?
Well, I think one of the things that we're looking at is the current situation with Russia, the Ukraine, and the U.S. / NATO. That's some real saber rattling there, and both sides are very intransigent. The Russians really don't want NATO supporting or defending Ukraine. They don't want the Ukraine joining NATO. And NATO is basically saying, up yours, the head of NATO, NATO's leaders are meeting in Riga, Latvia this week. And, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania used to be Soviet republics. Now they're members of NATO. And NATO is purposely meeting right there, a couple hundred miles from Moscow. And Putin's saying, hey, we don't like NATO being that close to Russia. And the head of NATO said, Russia doesn't have a veto power. You know, whether we allow Ukraine into NATO is a decision that the Ukraine and NATO will make, not Russia. And that is a very intransigent area. Yeah, Russia's got 90,000 troops on the border of the Ukraine poised to come in. There's a question as to what NATO would do. And the somewhat feckless leader of NATO this week, when he was asked, what would you do, said, oh, well, we'll impose more stringent sanctions. Well, that doesn't scare Russia, because if you want to impose sanctions on Russia, they'll just cut off the oil and gas to Europe at the beginning of winter. You know, so that could be a very nasty situation. Then you have the U.S. saber rattling with China, and China responding in kind. So you have two, you know, aircraft carrier strike forces from the U.S. and another one from England in the waters off of China. And there's all kinds of saber rattling there, which could be reflected in greater trade sanctions and tensions, which could then further exacerbate supply chain issues. So I think those are two of the big issues. And then obviously you have the U.S. elections, and you might see some very interesting indictments related to the January 6th insurrection attempt. And even if you don't see the indictments, you probably see all kinds of very interesting revelations. So I think that U.S. politics are going to be very unsettled and unsettling, and you're going to still see a very much of a deadlocked Congress.
All right, Jeff, we're going to wrap it up here. Always great chatting with you, buddy. We're going to have you back on before the end of the year for more of a year-end recap, but we really did recap some of the moves in the metals, and I think maybe provide some hope heading into next year, but fact of the matter is, unfortunately, the way we ended November and how we even started December has been on a bit of a weak foot, so let's see how tax loss selling plays out. Let's see how the other markets continue to do into next year, because sentiment, unfortunately, for the metals is quite low, and that is, as you've outlined, as prices are still in a historic level, quite high, but it's the downtrend that matters for investors right now, unfortunately. Jeff, thank you as always for your time. Again, Jeff is a managing partner over at the CTM Group. We'll chat again in another few weeks. Jeff, have a great rest of your weekend.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's believed to have never happened before. The parents of a high school mass shooter have been arrested themselves now, several hours after a prosecutor filed involuntary manslaughter charges against them. Outside the commercial building where the pair was captured, apparently hiding in the basement overnight, the Detroit Police Chief James White told reporters he didn't know why James and Jennifer Crumbly were at that particular address, some 30 miles away money from their home. But they did say police are questioning someone who apparently assisted them.
I did speak to the owners of the building. I don't know if that particular space was owned or leased by the person who left it.
Prosecutors say the couple purposely purchased that gun for their son on Black Friday, the gun that he used to then shoot and kill four people and wound seven others at his high school the other day. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden says his national security team is crafting a series of comprehensive initiatives aimed at discouraging Russia from invading Ukraine as it's amassed tens of thousands of troops at the border, though it denies it's planning any such incursion. The president, though, spoke with reporters about it at the White House on Friday.
I've been in constant contact with our allies in Europe, with the Ukrainians.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken warning Russia of, quote, severe consequences if it does initiate military action against Ukraine. Blinken meeting with his Russian counterpart in Sweden a few days ago to deliver that message. There's a report the U.S. government seized $1 billion worth of Bitcoin from a dark web forum that was selling illegal products back in November of 2020. Again, worth $1 billion then. Now it's risen to a value of $3 billion, and the IRS is about to auction it off. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In these last two segments, we're going to shift our focus more specifically to some companies that are catching the eye of some of the analysts that we bring on a very regular basis on our show. We're kicking off the second half of this hour with Brian London, editor of the Gold Newsletter, also our host down at the New Orleans Investment Conference. Now, Brian, look, we've had a lot of analysis on the precious metals week after week, and the problem being that precious metals keep on going lower, and there are so many question marks heading into next year. It's really a guessing game. Not to say that it isn't always a guessing game, but look, the fact of the matter is we keep on hearing stocks are on sale, and unfortunately, many of them keep on getting a bit shorter. So what I want to do here is focus more on the companies that are catching your eye, because look, there's a lot of resource companies out there, and there are a lot that have moved down. So in terms of what's on your radar here, Brian, care to share at least one stock to kick us off here, please?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the bigger picture is we need something to get gold going, and who knows what that's going to be. There are a few potential catalysts in the near term, but everybody's kind of expecting or not that excited about gold. It seems that everybody's bearish, and although that would be a contrarian's dream scenario and perhaps, you know, point toward this being a good buying opportunity, and it is, I think it is over the long term, we just don't know what the catalyst is going to be to get gold started again. So in that kind of an environment, if you're in the junior mining game, you're looking for companies that are going to be delivering exploration news or perhaps production news or going into production and represent good values right now. In other words, they have some catalysts that are somewhat immune or not totally dependent upon the gold trends. And, you know, we've been finding a few of those right now. that are values. I just came out with a recommendation of Gold Shore Resources. This is kind of a value play because they've got millions of ounces at the Moss Lake project, and they have exploration potential. And they're going to be updating the economics on that toward current gold prices, which, of course, looked better a month ago when I first looked at the company than they are look right now. But the economics are still probably good and good enough at current gold prices, and they've got some great exploration potential. So that's one that I like. You know, another one I like that's delivering news, should have been delivering news in midsummer, but because of the delays in the labs, is only now delivering news, is Cassiar Gold. I own that one. I do not personally own or have any interest in Gold Shore, but I do own Cassiar. It is a company that has great project in BC, and it is delivering some great drill results on two different projects on a really large land position. One that's high grade underground that's been delivering some blockbuster assays, and one that is bulk tonnage, about a million ounce resources on the bulk tonnage open pit project. And they're delivering some great assays now from that project that are above the average ore grade. So fairly high grade for an open pit. So those are two that I've recently been very high on.
Yeah, Brian, we've had both Marco on the show from Cassiar and Brett on the show, Brett Richards from Gold Shore. And it seems like in both cases, they have assets underpinning their valuations as far as ounces in the ground, but they're also doing pretty intense exploration activities too, which is that blue sky upside. In the case of Gold Shore, for example, I know they have between their measured and indicated and their inferred a combined global resource of close to 4 million ounces as an example, but they also are doing a 100,000 meter drill program with four rigs. So is that what has your attention, that exploration upside on both of those?
Yeah, you'll be hard pressed to find that much drilling being done by anybody, even the mid-tier or major producers. And to have that kind of a focus on a already large scale project. So you've got best of both worlds. You've got the, as you mentioned, the underpinning of a very large gold resource, which gives it optionality if and when we see the metals market take off. But you've also got a guarantee that a lot of news is coming out and a greater potential, that much meterage of getting some kind of a hit that's going to really attract the market's attention. So, yeah, those are the key factors in that company. And they really launched the company earlier this year at prices that are, you know, higher than where we are right now, generally speaking. So a lot of smart people bought into this story at significantly higher prices. So you can actually get in cheaper than they did.
Brian, what do you think moves the needle here? Because this is a big drill program, and the company does already have 4 million ounces. As you guys have outlined, those ounces right around a gram per ton. Do you think the company really needs a high-grade hit here, or does it move the needle growing this 4 million ounce resource to 5 million ounces, 6 million ounces, whatever that number might be?
Yeah, I think it's good, decent results. Hopefully higher than their average grades they're getting now, but a long trend. So you look at the big picture and you look at the upside of growing the resource into something really world class. You know, you want to, in this kind of a situation, always find a potential starter pit, resource that can, you know, pay back the economics very quickly. Also, another catalyst for them is reworking those economics at current gold prices. And I think, you know, that's the kind of thing that could help at least get institutional interest in the story.
Brian, can you give us a little bit more color, too, in Cassiar Gold? Because we, as Shad said, we have had Marco on the show, and the company already does have a million-ounce resource, but they are out there fairly aggressively trying to build ounces here. So this is maybe a bit more of a straightforward story because they don't already have the 4 million ounces in the ground. What do you think moves the needle for Cassiar?
Yeah, drill results. We saw the share price get up almost to a dollar a couple of weeks ago on some really great drill results, and they can deliver those kinds of drill results. At Cassiar South, they've got more of an orogenic type deposit that has tremendous upside of high grade and could be analogous to some of the greatest deposits in the world, just doesn't have the size just yet, and has an historic resource, small but extremely high-grade resource. We're talking 15, 20 grams per ton type material. That can just needs to be drilled with the truth machine and figured out. They've got results coming from that resource as well. On Cassiar North, where the bulk tonnage project is, they're following up on a lot of historic holes and expanding a little bit. It's more infill than it is step out, but they're stepping out a little bit. They're drilling some gaps in the previous resource. And the drilling that they have, that they're putting out right now, is high confidence drilling. They really have a good feeling that they're going to be able to deliver some eye popping numbers, because they've got holes that are on about 100 meter centers, so they're going between them to increase the confidence in the resource. But they have a good feeling because it is a very consistent deposit, that they're going to be able to put out some nice numbers for the market, and in effect, not just increased confidence in the resource from inferred and going toward indicated, but also increase the resource itself, because they are filling in some gaps. So I like that, because I'm very confident that they're going to be able to keep delivering good results to the market. They also have a lot of targets on that project, on the Cassiar land position, where they have not even touched with the drill bit. So I think there's a longer term story here as well. There's another project that they have that they'll probably be drilling early in the year, earlier than they'll be able to get back to the Cassiar project. And they like that as well. So lots of news, fairly well funded, some great geological talent on working on the project.
All right, Brian, we'll wrap it up here. Thanks for taking time on this weekend show. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to continue to focus on resource stocks as we are chatting right now with Giant Bhandari. He's well known on our site, and to all of you that are not up to date on Giant, he is a consultant for a lot of the large money players in the resource sector, also a large investor himself. And that's why I really like focusing on the stocks that Giant is focused on, because Giant, you're out there looking for value, looking for arbitrage opportunities. And right now, all I'm hearing about the resource stocks is that everything's cheap or everything is on sale. And that's understandable because of the fact that a lot of these stocks have really pulled back this year. It started about halfway through last year. And boy, oh boy, some of the stocks, even some of the IPOs in the sector, they're down 70 to 80% from their highs. So the comment that things are cheap, that is true, but everything is cheap. So the market is also telling us that this is just a tougher market. You need to be more selective, and I think you need to be positioned in those stocks that could bounce back first when we do get another up leg here. Giant, take us through what you've been doing with your portfolio. Have you been buying? Have you been selling? Have you been waiting on the sideline?
Corey, I have been using up virtually all my cash over the last few days. I think when the market is fearful, I want to use up my cash, particularly in buying companies that I think are getting underpriced for no good reason. So I'm focusing currently on companies that are falling because of tax loss selling. And I have a couple of companies, if you are interested in listening about them. I think their share prices were very nice early in the year. The share prices have fallen, and I see nothing wrong with those two companies. And I think that those two companies are generating good value within those companies, which means that once the tax loss selling is over, I should be able to see an improvement in their share price, or I should say a significant improvement in their share price, even if gold price does not recover and even if this COVID situation does not improve. Although from whatever I have read, COVID situation is actually not as grim as what the market was thinking it was like yesterday or the day before yesterday.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, we've gotten a lot of volatility on the back of this new COVID variant, but let's focus on some of these companies. Please share with us one of the companies, at least right now, that has your eye that clearly has pulled back, much like a lot of the other stocks in the sector.
So this one company that I want to talk about is Montage Gold. I did talk with you about it in the past as well, and its share price has fallen since then. This company has a gold project in Ivory Coast, and the project's name is Kone Gold Project. The share price is 64 cents. Now, if I use the current gold price and I use a 20% discount rate, I get about 200% upside in owning this company, which is a very good upside in my view. Now, this is a company which will hopefully produce more than 200,000 ounces of gold a year for about 15 years, actually. So that means that this project will be of interest to majors in today's environment where mergers and acquisitions are happening. So a lot large players, I think, should be looking at this company. And I think the story is not just what I have told you. They have a very large land package and they have had successes drilling outside the known resources. So this project should actually expand, and that will be a free upside over a very nice upside that I already see in Montage Gold.
Yeah, Janet, I'm also a shareholder in Montage Gold, for full disclosure, and I would want to know, you know, are you more interested in the 3 million ounces of gold that they have in the ground as an optionality and an underpinning of value, or do you like that they've got still a lot of exploration upside because they've just recently, as of September 8th, doubled their land position? So are you looking at it more as a growth story, or are you looking at it more as an optionality story because of the ounces in the ground?
I am not looking at it as an optionality story at all. I'm just looking at my spreadsheet on a Kone Gold project, and what I see is that at the current gold price, my IRR should be about 80%. This is already a very – now, of course, it's at a PEA stage, so you are not sure about the valuations. You're less sure about the valuation at this stage. But I like the management. I think they are very competent people. Even at the current gold price, this is a very economic project and gives me a very nice upside. And then I have the free optionality from the extra land packages that they have acquired. And actually, within the land package that they already had, they have had good successes outside the known resources. So the next PEA, if suppose they come out with a next PEA, should be an improvement on what they already have. So again, I see at least a very nice upside in this company.
So, Giant, I'm actually going through my notes on Montage Gold as well, and let's compare where the company stands market cap-wise, right under, just under $70 million, but the pre-production capital for this Kone Gold project, a little short of $500 million. So this is going to be tough for the company to raise that money. I'm guessing you don't necessarily want to see them go through the construction phase. This is more of a takeout target.
Well, absolutely. There is no way they can raise $500 million when their market cap is only $70 or $80 million. Yeah, this is a buyout story in my view, although every company like this has to go through a drama, or they want to pose themselves as a company that is going to go into production. But the management of the company is basically an exploration team. They are excellent at exploring in Africa, and I think their interest would be to sell the project when the time is right.
Well, Giant, on a company like this, and this could be true of other companies too, when they have a big CapEx they need to get a mine to, constructed and into production, are you also open to a company bringing on a large strategic partner, either in a JV or someone that takes a strategic stake that would help them raise the money, or partnering with a streaming company to help raise the funds? Are you open to other options besides them just selling it outright, or do you like this, them selling the company or getting taken over as a cleaner exit?
Well, I prefer a cleaner exit, because when there is not a clean exit, it tells me that management is likely entrenched. They want to sell the company, but they still want to keep getting their salaries. So, but that's of course not always true, but I prefer a cleaner exit. I do the same thing with my portfolio as well. If I decide on selling a particular share, I sell everything of that company. I don't want to hold on to 25% of shareholding in a company once I have invested in it. And similarly, when a management is running a company, I either want them to sell the whole company, keep the company 100% with themselves, rather than playing games about bringing in different partners, which actually complicates the valuation as well. So for me as an investor, it just becomes too complex, and maybe then I wouldn't bother looking at it.
John, taking a step back here and looking at GCM with a $500 million market cap that is Canadian, a little under that, and the cash flow that they are generating, you mentioned off mic about $100 million a year in cash flow, plus this measured and indicated resource of 8.4 million ounces, this doesn't line up, or I guess this just speaks to how undervalued some of these stocks are, or I guess to another point, what the market is truly valuing ounces in the ground for right now. What's going to cause that re-rate in this stock? Is it going to be bringing it into production? Is it going to be some other exploration success, or is it simply just a better gold market?
Oh, I think the sentiment can change overnight in companies like these, because they are so undervalued that they should just go up for no good reason except that they have so much of values underpinning their corporations. This can change overnight, and we have seen it again and again that companies that stagnate for months and maybe for a whole year suddenly go up by 50 or 100% over the next over a few days' time. So this can happen anytime. I think all the stars are aligned in my view, except that the market has come to recognize that alignment collectively, and that can happen without any change in gold price or without any change in general sentiment. It can just happen overnight for no other visible reason.
All right, Giant, we're going to wrap it up there. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed this weekend show, and please go back through the week, listen to the daily editorials and the company updates that we are recording, and please share your thoughts with us. Chad and I can be reached at any time through email at fleck@kereport.com and chad@kereport.com. We love hearing from each and every one of you.
For our Giant, upcoming
thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
kereport.com.
Thank you very much.
The Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in just a moment.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.